Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? You already know what time it is. It's Front Line Fridays, and we're about to tear it up. Y'all know how we do each and every Friday. We get down. Me and Tay Black live in the building on Front Line Fridays. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Also, we're going to have we're going to have our special guest live in the building with us today. Jet Best is live in the building with us. Y'all, we're going to be chopping it up about the website. We're going to be chopping it up on how she and all of us are helping the indie artists, entrepreneurs step their game up. She's definitely going to bring the heat because y'all know we bring nothing but hotness to the show, and the show wouldn't be what it is, as usual, without my partner in crime, Tay Black, live in the building with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You're now live, Frontline Friday, Diva Spot ENT, C9 Radio. Friday is the best day of the week. Not only is it the end of the work week, but it is also the time I get to share this lovely radio, internet, and telephone airspace with Diva Mary Kay. And today we got a special guest, my folks. But Diva, how you feeling? How you feeling tonight, Diva?
I'm feeling real good. We got the queen coming through, man. We're going to be chopping it up with her. We got hot music coming. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button because we got Jet Best coming through. Wardrobe Stylist definitely holding it down. Definitely doing it big in the game. And she got a nonprofit rocket. So we definitely want to support that. We're going to be chopping it up with her about the website, DeSheree Couture, and it's definitely off the chain. Do you hear me? Off the chain. So we definitely got to give shout-outs to all our Twitter family, all our Facebook family. You can even get on live in the chat room with us right now. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, and you can chat it up in there. Any questions that you have for us and our guests, we definitely are ready and able to answer your questions. So we're going to go ahead and get into it. Oh, Tay, almost forgot. And it just kind of fell off because we don't have no background music. What's going on? Hey, DJ, won't you play that song? What's up, DJ? We need our background music. It's kind of like I feel kind of naked without it. There it is. That's what I'm talking about. Gotta pump it up. Oh, we're going to get into this hot mess news later on today. And those who have not seen it, it's always on my Facebook page because that's mostly where I put the hot mess news is. But we're going to be talking about this lady today and her mate that put their 7-year-old, 8-year-old, they was locking him in the basement and putting him in a coffin. A Halloween coffin, calling themselves disciplining them, but we gonna go into that situation and tell you how that thing panned out for them because they definitely some new niggas for that right there, man. That's crazy. Yo, we're about to get into hot music. Oh, and when we come back, we gonna have our special guest live on the line for y'all. Man, so y'all can go ahead and chop us up. Text a friend to call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the one button to be heard. Let's go.
Guard of love and mind. till I get my money right. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosby's, I ain't go to hell, man. I guess the money should have changed them. I guess I should have forgot where I came from. Talking about back in my day. But homie, this is my day. Class started 2 hours ago. Oh, am I late? No, I already graduated. And you can live through anything if magic made it. They say I talk with so much emphasis. Ooh, they so sensitive. Don't ever fix your lips like collagen to say something where you gon' end up apologizing. Let me know if it's a problem then. Alright, man, hollin' in. Let that man get cash, let that man get past. He don't even stop to get gas. If he can move through the rumors, he could drive off a fumes, cuz. How he move in a room full of no's? How he stay faithful in a room full of? Must be the pharaohs, he in tune with his soul. So when he buried in a tomb full of gold. Treasure, what's your pleasure? Life is a depending how you dress her. So if the devil wear Prada, Adam, Eve wear Nada, I'm in between, but way more fresher. With way less effort. Cause when you try hard, it's when you die hard. Your homies looking like, why God? When they reminisce over you, my God.
Be prepared to deal with back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio. New music, fast, free, and completely legal on Phenomenal Radio. Your only hip hop station, Phenomenal Radio.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with all hot music and all hot artists live, yo. We definitely getting it in. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Tay Black is live in the building. Hey, I just seen a limo pull up, yo. I think our special guest is here. I think we ready. I think it is her. Nah. Yeah, I think it's her. Yo, we got Jet Less live in the building with us, man.
What's going on, Queen?
Holla at us.
Staying maintained and motivated, man. Just definitely trying to do it out here for everybody, independent, trying to fight through that ceiling to make a way. Yes.
That's definitely what's up, man. For those who don't know Jet Best, tell all the listeners about you and how you got started with becoming a woman in business in the fashion world.
Well, you know, it started with everybody. We got a graduation in the dream, you know, so I'm just working hard trying to figure out, you know, what's going to make the most money, what's going to make the most money. And at a certain point, I had to step back and say, you know, I had to do what makes me happy, what's fulfilling to me, you know. So, you know, I took the journey. I wanted a nonprofit started. You know, I had a certain group of low-income kids who may be dealing with ADHD, like my daughter, and, you know, it's hard for them to learn. You don't want them to take all that medicine. So I try to give them an outlet, you know what I mean? Let them know somebody's there from a different perspective. And, you know, trying to fund that, I had to figure out creative ways to make sure these kids had after-school snacks, they had supplies. So I came up with the idea, what better to fund a nonprofit than a for-profit, all with a positive balance? So that's when Day Street Couture was born. I, you know, I like playing dress-up, so here we are. I like to dress people up, make them feel good, bring life to their photos, bring life to whatever project brings them passion, you know what I mean? So that's how we're here. You know, ultimately, we're going to make sure, you know, Ignite Change, which is a nonprofit I started with, is fed, bread and butter, and make sure the kids and families that benefit are okay. And they should be going to continue to scour the world as best we can, especially the independent artists. So
that's definitely what's up. Look how a real queen gets down. Not nothing against all the ladies and the divas, you know, out there, but this is how a queen get down. She took her vision, she took her passion, and remember she said she do what she liked, what she loved doing, not just going to work, because a lot of us are just looking to get into things just to make the money, and then we become miserable afterwards because we were just focused on the money. And shout out to Chat Room Check-In, shout out to Guest 9262, we see you. But yeah, I just love that you took your vision and thought about it and worked on it more than just you. It wasn't just about you at the end of the day. And you know, Day Street Couture is definitely a hot site. How did the name Day Street come about? How did that name come about? Because I know it just had to be more than one person, because that just sounds like motivation all day.
Yeah, you know, there's like a story behind it, right? But Day Street is my middle name.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, I'm going to make it quick. So I have two other sisters. And this oldest sister had two best friends. Well, she promised both of them that my name would be after them. So the middle sister decided, okay, look, we're going to end the argument now. Let me come up with the name. So she took Denise and Cherie and came up with Day Cherie.
Oh, wow.
So because her name is so unique, and my daughter loves the name, she's like, Mommy, you should do something with it. So I'm like, well, let me look it up and see what other businesses are using it. And when you look it up, it's unique. And it's unique, like, my purpose is, you know what I mean? So I said it had to be Day Street Couture. It had to be.
Oh. Boy, it definitely making its stamp on the world, man. It is definitely catchy, and it is definitely what it is. What, you know, what is it that you love about fashion or couture fashion?
I love its inability to judge, you know what I mean? When it comes to the designs you see that people conjure up every day, the things you see on the runway, the imagination, the concepts. I mean, for something that beautiful to be born in the mind, there's got to be something special about it. There's got to be.
It got to be. And it is definitely something special about it. It's something special about the queen that, you know, working hard to bring this all together. I'm going to pass the peas on the left-hand side over to Tay Black because I know you got some questions as well. Pass the peas on the left-hand side. Pass the peas on the left-hand side.
Nah, I really just wanted to say, you know, definitely, I'm definitely a big fan. Of course, I'm a supporter. You know, all day home team. What drew you to want to really reach out to independent artists in particular? I know there's a plethora of artists that you can choose from, big names, you know, local people, but why independent artists? Why choose them?
Because. Mainly, I sat back and thought about this fight. I fight every day. You know what I mean? The struggle to be a business owner. You know, you're starting from nothing in the worst economy in history. You know what I mean? All I could think was there are so many other people out there struggling just like me, and we're all fighting to get to that same place. So why not, in my journey, bring on independent designers that nobody really knows and have beautiful designs? And unknown artists who have a massive amount of talent that may never be heard on the level that they want it to be. Why not bring us all on the same stage at that same moment to converge, come up together? There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I like that personal approach. You know, it's like giving back to those people that are in a, you know, very similar position that you are. Fighting for the, you know, the underdog. Because, I mean, at some point in time, you know, whether we've been on the top 5 days, 10 years, I mean, at some point we had to come from the bottom. So, you know, I definitely like the aspect of working with the people at their humble beginnings and then watching them grow and develop and prosper. I mean, that's definitely what's up. What motivates you now? You know, is it the music? Is it what you see in the industry? Is it the struggle? What really motivates Desharee Couture?
What really motivates me is more or less the fashion itself. You know what I mean? I look at it and I see very different ways that it can be put together. And, you know, I specialize in vintage wear. So, you know, I'll hunt down that, you know, intimate rayon. I mean, to some it's cheap, but it was only around like the 60s, 40s, you know what I mean? So there's certain items that you have to find in mint condition that really tell a story. So I'm looking at fashion and mass media, and I'm like, every single outfit, every piece chosen, every accessory has a story to tell. That is that brand. That is that person. So in the midst of that story being told, you know, I could throw my little preface in, I could throw my little chapter, my intro, and let that artist really tell that story through our collaboration of their choice of clothing.
Gotcha. That's what's up. I'm good. I mean, I know this is my family. You know what I mean? This is my sister. So I definitely know, you know, I know the motivation. I know how she sees things, but it's just dope to always hear how people articulate and express themselves and really get the message out there. And, I mean, I encourage all independent artists, male, female, you know, don't matter your genre of music, don't matter, you know, the direction that you want to go in. You definitely want somebody like Jet Best, Desharee Couture behind you because she definitely has a vision. And not only that, she get down to the nitty gritty and understand your music first, understand your vision, and then build up from there. She's not just a service that you pay for. I mean, you're really working with somebody that's really going to get down in there and get dirty with you. So, what's up? Big shout out to Desharee Couture.
You got to go to www.desharee.com. That's www.desharee.com. That's D-E-C-H-E-R-I.com. It will be in the chat room, so you can just click on the link and check out the photos and check out the clothes. I mean, and I'm really, really so loving. I'm just going to it now. I love this picture. I just swear I do. The motto is Kaya Stores, and the location is Kevin Studios, but, you know, Jess Best picked out the outfit for this, the pearls, the shoes, the black pumps, the Black Pumps, you can never go wrong with Black Pumps and their couture, because I see how it's like thick at the bottom, but I really love the dress and how it's falling into the water and the brick wall behind it, plus the girl has tattoos. So this is just great art. I love it when people really express themselves through their talent, not through what they think they know or what they heard or what they're trying to mimic. You expressing yourself through that talent, your talent, so that makes you very, very unique, and I can appreciate that. So go to www.dayshiree.com and step your game up right now. You have, this was one thing that I was looking at. I was like, wow. When they say about the company, Dayshiree Couture is a company that focuses on creativity and the essence of a dream. We believe that before the glass ceiling can be shattered, the internal struggle ensures and the outside world will be forced to take notice once you own your journey. Tell me about that, because that's a very, very deep statement. So can you kind of break that down for layman's terms for us, for Diva Mary Kay understands but really don't understand what she needs to help understand in this code right here?
Definitely. That internal struggle that you have to deal with when you're trying to fight. You know, it's like you're trying to learn the reins of the business, and there's so much coming at you at one time. You know, I know the entertainment industry can be very overwhelming with this dynamic. Same for fashion, you know, same for textiles. So that pressure breaks you down. That's what humbles you. Now, whether you maintain that when you get to the top, that's a different story. But that definitely that experience starting out, being born, that birth, that rebirth, it humbles you. You have no choice but to be. You know what I mean? I mean, and then you're trying to infuse various other industries to, you know, you got to talk to an A&R rep who at the same time, you got to find legal representation, you know. And you also got to think about, well, I need an accountant, you know, because it's getting serious. I've invested all this money, got a video, got a little buzz, and it's getting bigger and bigger. So within that growth, you're steady, you know, making mistakes. You're falling down. You're getting knocked down. You know, you're climbing to get up, and as soon as you stand up and you brush yourself off, 2 seconds later, you're down again. It's hard work.
And it's definitely going to be hard work. Anybody that's in the business or, you know, working towards a career or having any type of thing, there's going to be some hard work. Nothing is definitely going to come, you know, easy. And, you know, I think a lot of people are just, and it's sad because you got grown people looking from the outside and thinking, like, this is what I have to do to get on. You know, it's bad enough the youth is doing it because they don't really know, or, you know, at the end of the day. But you got grown people thinking, all right, I'm going to start a Twitter account. I'm going to do a Facebook. I'm going to promo in here, promo over there. But, you know, the work that you put in online, you have to put in it offline. It's unfortunately that, you know, a lot of people think that they can just get on the internet and it's just going to blow up for them. Or I could put my video up on YouTube and I'm blowing up. Nah. And then, you know, you put your expectations on something. And I know too many artists, and I have to go to the artist, y'all. Stop putting so much expectation on one person. You need to network with them all. And anybody that knows me and Tay talked about this, I can't stand dealing with a manager. You want to know why? Because the manager don't properly communicate to the artist. And to tell you the truth, the manager's job is just to only book you to get you on the show. I want to talk to the artist. I want to talk to the designer. I want to talk to the person who created this. So
right.
We can touch and communicate. I'm glad that I got the referral through a third party, through the middleman, but at the same time, I want to speak to the person themselves. So anybody
right.
that's reaching out to do business with anybody, make it your business to say, look, I would like to contact such and such and such personally, and I would like to talk to them about a couple of things. If that
right.
middleman is in your way, don't worry about it. All you got to do is look the person up and hit them on Twitter.
That's
point
right.
blank, period.
Right.
It
That's
is not hard. So watch the middleman monkey business, how we would
right.
call that. Middleman.
Some people are not built for that. So they're trying to be humble and they're like, oh, well, the manager said, but what do you say? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so you just want to keep getting brushed off? No, no. We're going to make it happen. So you do what you have to do to talk to that source. So, you know, I mean,
and,
That's the whole thing about that statement. It's like, before you even get to that glass ceiling, you have got to be humble and understand the end and the ins and outs. Because when it gets bigger, it's more responsibility.
And are you ready for that responsibility? Because a lot of people be asking for blessings and be asking for hookups, but you need to be asking and praying for the strength and the understanding to maintain the blessing.
That's
right.
Because
you can get it, and, you know, you don't have the tools necessary to maintain it. So, you know, you just got to stay focused in the where. It's a good thing about making mistakes because you learn from your mistakes. They make you better. Yes, they make you better no matter what mistake you made or what you said, it makes you better. So if you fall down, don't worry about it. Just learn from that experience and you know what not to do the next time. Yo,
that's
we turned in live to Frontline Fridays, even Mary Kay Tate Black. Jet Black live in the building with us, man. We got to go to an artist right now that was branding themselves, and they came out and they had their music and they just went
my
in. Real hip hop, y'all.
Walk through cockpit doors and roam all over Coliseum floors. I stepped on stage at Live Aid, all the people gave, and the poor got paid. And out of those speakers, I did speak. I wore my sneakers, but I'm not a thief. My Adidas touched the sand of a foreign land with Mike in it. I close took command. My Adidas and D, close as can be. We make a mean team, my Adidas and me. We get around together.
Rapping Wilson, NC, 252, all the way to the DMV, and you are now tuned into Phenomenal Radio. Yeah. Come on, I'm a heart thrive, it's a little far from modest. Dealing with menage, it's something like a novice.
Sharon, Karen, freaky as a parent. Visual person, I can't stop staring. Extra noises and extra faces. Climax coming, ladies, please let's pace it. Orgasms, deep breaths, we laughing. Hot passion, the muscles relaxing.
Ladies love lyrics, the language that we speak. So if ladies love lyrics, the ladies, they love me. Women want words, the imagery and a verse. The difference between thirst and give me what's in their purse.
Your man Jay Black,
yeah.
I bought reinforcements,
yeah.
Triple threat,
yeah.
One versus many, people's logic,
yeah.
The thing is real, you could play it back.
The beat can't get out my head, or I stay charged from laying down to out in bed, trying to cake dough. Me, I'm all about bread, make death jams, then keep it moving, the walking dead.
Poetic author, real street talker, got chicks forming charters, real street stalker, money making me cut, dope dealing Donna, plus some young money to your mama, trying to stretch it long, green mouths, and I'm eager, international, I want my money by the meter, I ain't blew a mill, only seen it by the thousands, fuck a outfit, I'm trying to improve my housing, car paid for, yeah, it's from the late 90s, but chilling with your chick, with your dough is where you find me, used to be reclusive, love she seduces, money's my bitch and our relationship. Abusive, managed finances, something like the best kid. Mind is an asset, further my investment. More money, more problems. Problems is paid off. Confidence, man, to the stars, Bernie Madoff. Black. Never mesh well. I just in the Excel, grinding right now. Later on, we can rest well. Hustle hard, sparring, involved to the best help. I ain't been the same since I learned how to set up. Worth hella green, bunch of money for the team. Make it rain, make it seem, just a mark for the cream. Like we got a fat band, think of us as heavy players, man. Fuck a stack fan, want my money rolling layers.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers on PhenomenalRadio.com. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Let's go, y'all. Welcome back to Frontline Fridays. Y'all know how we do each and every Friday. Tay Black is live in the building. We got Jet Best live in the building. We are doing this thing to help you step your game up. We done put in the work, and we putting in more work. But it's just a blessing to have Jet Best here because what she's doing, you know, with her, first of all, her talent, this is something that she loves and passion. You know, all the indie artists, all the entrepreneurs, y'all got to get in contact with her ASAP. If you're looking to step your game up and to be able to maintain your image, because, you know, a lot of times they want you to be so cookie cut and put this on and do this. This is a style, it's a wardrobe style that you can go to. You need to book her, and she will be able to come to you and help you maintain your swag, but also be able to give you some class and some elegance and some funk and some style and some creativity with it. You know, and one thing that I really like about, you know, I'm loving the website. That's first and foremost. I like how everything is laid out. Everything is just laid out. You can't guess on this one. You definitely can't guess. So I like that the first consultation is free. The styling consultation, the first one is free. Tell us about this, Jet Best.
Well, on the initial consultation, that gives us the opportunity to get to know each other. You know what I mean? To briefly make that first impression, you know, bounce some ideas. I sit down, you know, get get the information I need from them about who they are, you know, what are some things you like to do? You know, what's your favorite color? You know, if you had top three colors to pick, what would they be? I mean, a lot of that, those little minuscule questions tell a lot about a person. So that gives me an opportunity to say, hey, you know, okay, you show me the things that you like. I mean, I show you some items that I may have in stock or that I can get, or, you know, examples that I may think you may like. And we go from there. We build you a personality for your brand.
Mm-hmm. And the customer service is the key.
Most definitely. I mean, you know, first rate, as soon as you call, you let me know, you know, what your schedule is looking like. We meet, we sit down, maybe go out to dinner or something, you know, have the team there to introduce and say, hey, this is what we're doing. Bring your manager, you know, bring the other people that you work with closely on your brand, because they matter as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the people that are going to be surrounding you every single day. And it doesn't make sense if you're wearing a three-piece suit and your entourage is, you know, some T-shirts and jeans, you know, some Timberlands. No, that's not cohesion. That's not balance. So I often see that, you know, people have mismatched personas, and, you know, I look at relationships, even if it's just business. It's the merger of two businesses, ultimately. You don't see Trump Industries merging with 7-Eleven. So you have to be open and willing to say, all right, I'm taking this seriously. This is money I've invested. This is something that I want to do. You know, yeah, this seems to be something that, you know, top-level celebrities may do. But there's nothing wrong with the independent artist investing in their brand. Just because you say a stylist may be something you don't need right now, you need it. You need it.
You most definitely need it. And don't take the word independent, because you got to remember, before a lot of these artists got into the industry and became successful, they were independent artists as well. So you have to, it's not just saying, oh, I have to be a top celebrity and have a budget and this, this, and this. Now you have to start thinking, like, I need to invest into myself. The investment, the money that I'm putting into myself, and being that you're an entrepreneur and your company and your name is registered, again, your company or your entertainment or your name or your team is registered, you can write this off as a tax write-off later on. Start thinking as you are a business. And until you start thinking about yourself and your movement and what you're doing as a business, you're going to continue to keep struggling with things because you're more concerned about being featured on this and featured with this artist and featured with that. And, you know, people looking at, even with Waka Flocka, I'm so tired of seeing Waka Flocka's cut. I just don't get that. Somebody cover up Jet Bass. Look, reach out to Waka Flocka, please, cover his gut up, because that's that is just ridiculous, man. Okay, now, Daisharee is a full staff. Who are the people that help make it happen?
Well, definitely, you know, I look to a lot of junior and senior college students as interns, because not only do they have that budding curiosity and that creativity bubbling inside, but they are usually the most willing to step out and, you know, if I say, hey, okay, this is an intern I've been working with for a while, I trust you, you know my style, you know the client, you have the client file, I need you to go style this. And that gives them an opportunity as well, not just Daisharee Couture, because it's not all about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's about others. So that gives them an opportunity to say, hey, oh, I got lucky, you know, I style for Women's Wear Daily, or, you know, there was an ad going in Women's Wear Daily and all of the major fashion magazines, and I had the opportunity to style for that. You know,
that's good,
because
it's building that's good, because you're giving them the opportunity and chance to build their portfolio as well.
Right. Definitely. Because
this,
that's one thing.
This is on my resume.
Yes. A lot of people, you know, you're in college, you're just excited, you're running around playing fashion shows, or, you know, you're modeling, or, you know, you're sewing, you're planning, you're buying material, you're struggling, you're getting the supplies. I can't tell you how much money I have spent a semester on fabric, thread, buttons. I mean, and people see you coming down the hallways with this stuff, and they're like, what is that mesh? But I'm like, it's not mesh. You're wearing it. You're wearing this stuff.
It's just a work in progress. You don't see what goes on behind the scenes. You just want to put it on, make sure it fits your body, and that you look good. It takes a lot of time and dedication, you know, to go to do that. Like, Jeff, that's like, you thinking about going on, because you got good work, man. You definitely got good work. What about, you know, are you thinking about entering some of these, like, what is the show? The Runway. Entering those type of contests. I think that your work is quality. You made this dress on the site.
No, actually, everything you see is authentic vintage.
Mm-hmm.
I searched through and I come upon different sources on items that you just rarely see or people don't pay much attention to. And that photo shoot you saw happened to be the 1930s burlesque, you know, tattoo boudoir. That was a theme.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I pulled it together, the dresses fit perfectly. I mean, it was just ridiculous. It was last moment, you know. I found out I was styling 1 week, and, you know, the week before that, they just said they needed clothes. So I said, hey, I have a rental fee. I will rent you. Because it's authentic vintage, I have the opportunity to say, hey, I'll rent you these clothes. You put a deposit down, you know, and you can use them for the shoot and return them.
Okay. Yeah, right, that's not.
So, you know, when I find things like that, I hold on to them because they definitely make an impact. And that dress that you're talking about, it was just a last-minute find, and it fits so perfectly.
It does fit perfectly, and it looks very, very nice. I'm definitely loving the next one I've seen. Let me just take a look at it. The model is Tina Tucker, and she has on black dress with white, look like kind of boxes on it, but they're not boxes, and with the red necktie, the satin red necktie and the red bow in her hair, I think the red flower, it's not a bow, the red flower on her hair, that's when you're out and about and when you're designing pieces or you're picking pieces, what's going through your mind at that time? Like, it takes a real, you know, stylist to really see something and be able to have a vision, say, you know what, this gonna go good with this. What's some of the things that go through your mind when you're designing pieces and out picking pieces out?
Well, a lot of times I look at them and I'm like, all right, yeah, maybe I can do something with this, you know. And there are others I'm like, well, I really like this and it's so out of place, but, you know, maybe I can do something with it. You know, it's like usually I'll see an outfit for it in my head and then think of three other ways I could wear it. So instead of me saying, well, oh, I could wear this to the scarf, oh, I can do something with it. You know?
I know, that's right.
Depending on how I feel, there's no telling what you may see me in. So I've come across a few pieces that have a story to tell. You know, when I pick it up or when somebody, you know, leaves it somewhere and I run into someone and they're like, oh, you know, oh, I remember I had a dress like that. Sure. Oh, this dress. That's this dress. Oh, I was with my boyfriend the first time I met him. Oh, yeah. I mean, people have memories over certain items. And
mm-hmm.
It's amazing to be authentic. So, like, I have a coat from the 1960s. And when I purchased it, the lady was telling me that, you know, this was a hard-to-find manufacturer. And so I said, well, you know, I'm sure it's not that. You know, red. It's a beautiful coat, gold buttons, mint green trench coat.
And
it's
trench
it's so simple. It's so simple.
I think black women, I ain't gonna front, not even black women, but a woman with some booty and some hips and a trench coat.
There you go. I knew it was coming up. That's why I laughed. I knew it was coming up.
The trench coats just look good, just falling on our hips and all our birthday cake and cornbread. And, like, when you button it up or you tie it on time and it look like a little dress at the bottom, I could say, like, an apple red or an emerald green, a jet black. All right. I'm already seeing it in my head because I'm like, now I want to come over there to where you at. I want to come to where you at. But my next question is for the curvy women, because I'm a curvy woman. You know, I'm real big, thick Amazon, and I like that shit. But what vision would you have, like, if you were to pick out a couple of things for the more curvier women, what would it be? Like, would it depend on who the model is? Or do you just know exactly what you would like to see a curvy woman in, meaning pear shape, small at the top, wide at the bottom?
Well, the thing is, it does depend on the woman for it to wear well, because, you know, you have certain things that may fit you nice at the top. You know, you may be curvaceous, but you have a smaller chest maybe. You can get away with certain cuts. You know, a sweater dress is always good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's something that accentuates them without enlarging them.
What do you think about leather and lace?
I wouldn't do the leather. Definitely could do the lace.
Okay. Cool.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, I like the lace. I like the soft colors, you know, like on a darker skin tone, the pastel, well, the soft pinks and, you know, neutral colors. I like to see that, but I was thinking about, well, like a three-quarter leather skirt.
Now,
that has a slit on the side that has the lace.
I was just about to say that a nice leather skirt is what a curvaceous woman would wear. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful combination, yeah.
That's what's up. What about some, like, basketball wristbands and a hard hat?
I think that's only convenient for the village people. I think I'm styling for the village people now.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, you know, people be having different kind of shoots, you know what I mean? They be having an off-the-wall ideas, like, How do you work with an artist that, you know, is going against the grain of what would fashionably work for them? Like, what is your response to that?
You know, that's my favorite time. I call them the eclectic runner. They always have a very diverse choice, but there's a method to their madness. Yeah, the Andre 3000s of the world.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Andre 3000. Yeah, there it is.
The Andre 3000 of the world. I salute them.
And I mean, I think that's dope that you let people still do them, but, you know, give them that guidance. I think that's very important because, I mean, you can have a crazy off-the-wall idea, but it could be only in your head. And, you know, nobody can see it, but it'll take somebody like a Desiree Couture that could take that and really expand upon it and really make it into what it is. And so not only do you satisfy the normal person, but you also satisfy the artist and what they want and their vision. So I definitely think that's dope. That's what's up.
Yes. I salute individuality. I celebrate it.
That's definitely what's up. You guys just had a model call. You know, will there be another one coming soon for the model call?
Yes, actually, I have extended it to October 15th because I know that people have things going on, and I made it very simple for, you know, the busy individual, whether it be a man or woman, to just email your headshot and body shot in with your measurements and contact info, and we'll go through and look at the clothes and make sure, you know, size relation, that I'm able to get what you need and, you know, be able to, at the fitting, tailor it as little as possible. So those measurements are important, you know. And I definitely want to give everybody the opportunity to submit their stuff. It's a product shoot. So that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a small thing, but it does so much. So
anybody. For those who don't know what a model call is, can you tell them exactly what it is and what they would need to be bringing to a model call?
A traditional model call happens at a designated location, and what you do, you actually have to bring in a portfolio of yourself. Sometimes we will just take a Polaroid, for lack of a better term right now, and take the instant shot, put it with your file, and bring you in. If it's a fashion show, we have you walk a runway we've set up, or we have you walk the floor. And if it's a model shoot, a photo shoot, modeling shoot, then what will happen is we'll take practice shots, two to three practice shots, depending on, you know, how tall you are, if you're curvy, or if we want a different shot of you in an actual pose. So that ultimately is like it's bringing you to the forefront of the person taking the pictures who's seeking these different models.
That's definitely what's up, man. You got to be prepared. You got to bring your A-game in. You know, I've seen people go to model calls or even competitions, and when they don't get picked or they don't win, it's like they devastated. This is, and I have to, you got to understand, especially when you're going up for things that it's just like a job. You know, you may not get picked, but it's not the only one out there. Even in these competitions or whatever the case may be, if you don't win, you definitely want to start networking with the host of the show and the judges for next time, because they're always doing something later. You know, I've come to realize, you know, it's always something later. They have something else. You just wasn't what they wanted for this particular event.
Right. And it's not to say you won't be something later. You know, that's me building a database of interested individuals who are confident enough to say, hey, I want to get out here in front of this camera. I want to, you know, do something different.
Hmm.
So it's a great way to say, hey, I'm here. You know, if you had
here
a
I am.
Yeah, I'm here. Here I am.
Oh, my God. We definitely appreciate you coming through. Jeff, do you got some shout-outs you want to give out and put your information out there before we get into Hot Mess News?
No, definitely I want to shout out Tay Black, Steve and Mary Kay. I appreciate you guys for having me on the show. I like to give a shout out for everybody up out there. Independent. Maybe you were mainstream, get independent again. Baby, we all out here trying to get it. So we're coming for it. It's all good. We in this together.
We definitely are together, and we appreciate you coming through the show, man. We definitely going to be networking with you. You welcome back anytime. We're going to do our thing on the situation, and, you know, it's going to definitely have to be, we're going to have to definitely do a separate show, me, you, and a couple more queens, where we can come together and talk about this nonprofit that you got going so we can set it all up, start getting these donations in, and start making it happen for the kids, because that's where it has to start. We are in an age now where we have to start with the youth, man. Like, real talk.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
There is no other way. Yes, as God gives to the world, and, you know, really talking about issues and having patience and having understanding and properly communicating with your kids and other kids, because people lose patience, you know, with their kids, you know, basically hauling off and yelling and hitting them or whatever the case may be. It ain't that serious. Don't nobody do that to you when you act like a new nigga all the time, acting up. So, you know, we got to talk about that situation. We're about to get into this Hot Mess News, y'all. I mean, y'all know I always got some Hot Mess News. And right now we're going to be talking about a Pennsylvania couple who is in jail for locking their 7-year-old in a coffin, yo, really.
Oh, my damn.
Yes, they definitely went in and locked the 7-year-old in a coffin. I'm about to get live into that story right now. Text a friend, and tell them to call them 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to give you feedback. We live in the building with Jet Best that does it the best. Tay Black, the most infamous co-host in the world. You already know how we do it, Frontline Fridays. Let's get into this story. Matter of fact, I need some background music on this one. This one, I can't even, because Diva going to get mad. So, Tay, just pull me back together, baby. Just
I don't, go
pull
ahead,
me
Diva,
back
I
together. Tay, what we want to hear? Throw out a song, Tay, because you always good with picking good music.
Matter of fact, you might even just have something real laid back, you know what I mean? I don't need your blood pressure to flare up, you know what I mean? I don't need you to go get no caskets. Trying to, you know what I mean, throw some parents in some caskets and stuff like that. I don't even need none of that, you know what I mean? So We might just need to keep it nice and lighthearted.
I mean, people are just stupid. I mean, just literally stupid. Like, you know, you just really got slapped with the stupid gene. I'm going to try to find something laid back. I'm just going to pick by random. Oh, here go one. I didn't even know we had this. Ah. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, Curtis Mayfield, Freddie's dead, man. Let's get live into the story, y'all. So we got a Pennsylvania company who was jailed for allegedly locking a 7-year-old son in a coffin. In Scranton, Pennsylvania, a Pennsylvania mother and her partner were jailed Wednesday. This was posted on October the 5th, y'all. Were jailed Wednesday after being accused of locking a 7-year-old son in a coffin. Lori Garner, 26, and Brian, I'm going to call him Brian S., 31 years old, was arraigned Tuesday evening on charges of endangering the welfare of a child and unlawful resistance and jailed in the Lackawanna County Prison. Their bail is set at $60,000 each. The couple was accused of locking the boy in the basement as punishment, sometimes for a whole day. The child told officers that his stepfather often locked him in a coffin in the basement, sometimes binding it shut with duct tape as punishment. Garner also allegedly duct taped the boy's arms to a chair in a dark basement, which contained a broken toilet swarming with flies and no light source except from the Camel Exotic Blends light. Ain't that a bitch? Mr. S allegedly put a diaper on the child and locked him in the coffin by placing a chair on top of it after he returned from school September the 26th, but the child managed to push it off and call for help. The neighbors heard the boy crying and called the police. When the police arrived and found the child in the basement, the little boy asked, "Are you here to help me?" according to the complaint. Garner allegedly admitted that her son was put in the basement for punishment with his arms and hands taped, but claimed they were just playing a game. Arrest paper said the couple handed themselves in on Tuesday afternoon, 4 days after the prosecutor filed charges. I want to get y'all feedback on this. Call me up at 347. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Say, Black, you know, I got to pass it over to you and get your feedback on that situation right there.
I don't even know what to tell you on that. Like, that joint is just crazy. And, I mean, some people, like, I don't know how they start out, you know. Maybe they start out being good parents and then something just happens, or maybe they just was just not good parents on the jump. But, you know, to treat a child that way, you know, it's just crazy. And, you know, my prayers go out to the child. You know, I can't even say anything for the parents, but, like, for the child, you know, hopefully, you know, he gets some good counseling and therapy and stuff like that, and really builds up his trust back in people, because it's definitely going to be shattered. It's going to be a long time. And then, you know, like they always say, hurt people hurt people. So hopefully he gets to that phase and, you know, really just comes out knowing that he can be better than what they were, not, you know, due to somebody else like he was done.
Well, you're definitely right about that. I like what you said. Hurt people hurt people. And that's just real right there. But at the end of the day, I don't even care if it was his father talking about we was just playing. You know what I really think? And it doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you anyway. I think the crime that you commit against someone should be committed back against you. That's what I think. If you did such and such to a certain person, this should be done back to you, and you should still get jail time and fines. Because especially when that should be considered a hate crime when you do something to a child. Because they're children. And for you and for the, I'm more, breathe even. A lot of kids.
Woosah.
A lot of kids. Woosah. The mother, Lori Garner, 26 years old. Her boyfriend, Brian, is 31. This is his stepfather. You let a man put a diaper on your child and put him in a coffin in a dark basement. And not only that, and another time take him to a duct tape into a chair. Are you serious? Are you serious? Y'all couldn't find another way to discipline this child? Oh, man. JetBest, I'm going to let you chime in on this because I get the cussing and fussing, and I don't need to do that right about now. JetBest, you still with us, baby? Okay.
I'm here.
All right. You want to chime in on this hot mess news?
Yeah, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, okay, so what will possess him to do that in the first place? And then I got to ask, how did they find out he was locked in there? I mean, you have to think about it. If nobody ever said a word, we would have never known. Somebody did.
Yeah, so what happened was, let me see. Here it is. Brian allegedly put a diaper on the child and locked him in the coffin by placing a chair on top of it after he returned from school September the 26th. But the child managed to push it off and call for help. The neighbors heard the boy crying, and they called the police. The neighbors heard them. And you know them new niggas went on a run after that. They was on a run for 4 days.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, the phone call, I was going in and out, but I'm like, wait a minute. See, he didn't play that. I don't blame him. I don't play that either.
That's why I tell my son all the time, I don't care what nobody say to you. They can tell you that they going to kill you, me, everybody in the house, the cat, the dog, our goldfish. You come tell me. You come tell me no matter what it is. You can. And I always say to my son, he be like, Mommy, can I tell you something? You can tell me anything. And we need to be saying that to our kids. You can tell me anything. I am on your team. I'm on your side. Meaning you is down. But she knew what was going on. And they going to stick it to you like Starbuck Wow early in the morning. You in the common law state. Y'all ain't never coming home. Ever. And you really don't need to. That is crazy. It's just the crazy stuff that people do. And everything that's done in the dark will come to the light.
Definitely. Yep.
I'm going
to
go ahead and sit back, take black, take
us
out of here, baby.
Yo, man, I just want to say, man, first off, man, shout out to the kids, man. They're so precious. You know, look out for these children, man. If you know somebody that's going through any trouble, you know what I mean, just talk to the kids. Educate them, let them know that if anything's going on, talk, share, you know what I mean. Make sure that they feel comfortable, you know what I mean, so that nothing like this will, you know, happen to any young child that you know. But other than that, though, it's been a pleasure. Lovely having Jessica Jet, J.D. Best on the line. Sharika Tour is definitely popping off. I mean, I'm going to just throw out there, y'all. Just look at her followers, man. She's definitely growing. Make sure you follow her. Check out her followers, though. I'm going to say that. I'm going to slide that in. I'm going to just throw that out there. You know what I mean? Make sure you people, because, I mean, she's working. She's got stuff in the process, and she just really building, man. Amazing. I love my sister to death. You know what I mean? I'm so glad that she was able to link up with Diva, because I love Diva to death. And, I mean, come on, that's a dynamic duo right there. Diva, Desharee, Mary Kay, JD, you know what I mean? I'm in a good place right now, man. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Guru, Slate Stone, Slim. Yep.
Yeah, most definitely. Before we get out of here, I definitely want to give some shout-outs. Big shout-out to Slate Stone, Slim the Phenomenon, G-Mo, Chrome, Trey Boogie, Tay Black, Troop the Troop, DJ Mad Logic, DJ Sway, Future Guru 100, DJ J Jizzle, DJ Froggy, DJ Supreme. Want to give a big shout-out to the Twitter family, at Mr. Brent Hall, at 403 Mob, at Nikki Rich, at Basic Principle, at the D-Hour Show, at Clear J, at DJ Johnny, and the list goes on and on. If I miss you, you know I definitely love you and care about you all. We just thank y'all for tuning in. Oh, big shout-out to HME Radio, and big shout-out to Groundhog Radio. We see y'all out there, man. Big shout-out to all the Facebook love and everybody that tuned in tonight. man, we definitely getting it in. I definitely want to get y'all feedback. We'll probably send it in maybe tomorrow. We'll do that. But we always go on every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. Follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryK. Also follow Tay Black at www.twitter.com/TayBlack84. And don't forget to follow the Queen. Queen, put your Facebook out there as well. Hold on, Queen, you're breaking up. I don't know what's going on, but I got your Twitter right here.
Oh, I'm about to do the same
tweet.
Go ahead, you got it, Diva.
Follow her on Twitter at DayShereeTweets, www.twitter.com/DayShereeTweets. She definitely getting it in. We're about to get out of here, y'all. Y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. And next time, show up to go up and don't be late. We out.